Gittgarn daf mesechtes ba bekam daf tzadik dal begin with basic and tzmat begin with the words of the gemara, but tonight lin the mishnah lehisbik litn lebechulu. If you didn't get a chance to give it to him till he died, he's gonna be pater. Tesis tame to wonder because lemaisa masnitin. Why didn't you bring a mishnah? Why bring a raisa? The behemah beskino, the animal that got old, the beskino, the slave that got old, the misham kishasek zela. We see that you're kind with the shinui, and that's why you pay kishasek zela lekamon, which is a mishnah later on the tzadik bama base. And the filler of Meir, even according to Meir, Loi Polig, doesn't Israel El Ba'avodim, that's only slaves. The Lekel Meimah, you can't say, Dil Devrim De Rabbanim Kamal Hu. That part that he's only saying Avodim is only according to the Rabbanim, Kedavay El Meimah Kamal, like the Morans and Leirin of Tzadikim and Aleph, Kohoz Dohar Meir Islay Dishin Ekoina. Meir Hoz Dishin is Koina. Got to be nice and similar to Tzabah, like we find in Mishle Rand, if you give him like Kof on the Beis, regarding when you give the wool to the dyer. Also learned in the Mishnah, Gezel Mat Beiv Nistak, that if you steal the coin and it cracks, Mishnah Mishnah Zagzeli, pay Shaz Gilek later on Dav Tzadik Vom Beis. So why are we bringing a Braisa? Why bring this Mishnah 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 Chulam? So that says, Taiz Vishnah, the Chulhani, have a Muslim name. In all these cases, you could have said, the have a Stambach Kach Machlekes. We're not bringing from this Mishnah, which is Mishnah is later on, because we have an anonymous Mishnah, but later on Machlekes, the Pligal, come on, because it's Machlekes, Dav Kufan Beis, maybe Rabbi Yud, Mitzabalai, Odom, Mitzabashacha, when you died red, and you're supposed to die red, and you died black. And I've got the time of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum the Sabbath Shini and even though Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, it's not because the old Shini is not going to come out Shabbat Shalom like I'm explaining later on. But we could reject like that, and if we don't want to bring from a later Mishnah, because even though we have Stam, but we have Akkar Machlekes. But he delays big Litnoi, but the Mishnah Masech is Chulin. In Litchik that you cannot reject. I feel have a Stam Machodim Masech the Machlekes Masech the Chiti, because even though yes, it's subsequently a Machlekes, it's a Rabbi Yehuda Machlekes Stam Mishnah. You can also Machlekes Stam Mishnah as long as that Masechta. You don't have a stam achkav machleik, and that way you bring the Mishnah in Seventh Chulam. Next place, Master Timber, the beginning of the Gemara, the May Rabbi Nishnis Mishnah Zu. And this is a Rabbi, this Mishnah was taught. I'm Rabbi Tama, he explains. To learn the fun of Lola Achav, it wasn't for the generation before or after. It's only for his generation that he instituted. Because of a story that happened. Not for the future generation. The stories happen every single day that we do accept from the robbers what they stole. But Don didn't exist, so we educate cases of robbery. Who the gozel partner the truly come on, like the guy who stole the pair of oxen later on the Sali Bomba Bays, but when our Shah, the gun of Sifra, they stole Sifra later on the Tadi Kaftas of Meral, but who died, the Prick of Mansia, the shepherd, and Prickham Zindaf Hemeral, and Neskhad Rababa, Gumar Babas, the Blamagim Bays. And Bamanam Bezu Neshel, Mitzidab Sam Machal Alfam Bez, their Dibbis Kutsutsiats, but they on them set ribbis, which one of the kids we said about Mahab Ribbis, there we said it is extracted with judges. And based on this principle, Kathle probably come on, therefore the Gemara doesn't ask later on Elba Bryces. It only asks for Bryces, Tabashan Rabbi, Rabbi Torchoi, Tamidish Rabbi, who's a student Rabbi. But Lahikshan, Miss Neaton, Dikton, Misham Chazak, one asked from straight up Mishnah, you pick a Chazak Zaylet. No, Lavisha Mishnah is there, couldn't Rabbi, because it would be four Rabbi. Elsh Rabbi Sidrim, this is Rabbi put them together. Of the Brises, Rabbi Shon Rebbechir, but the Brises Rabbi Chir taught Masha, you might say Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi himself added on Moshe, and this is only in generation of Rabbi when he made these Takonas. And if we ask him that and say, really, made this Takonas? I agree, have these Brises. Number D, Aymer, the Re says, the Masnik Lava Muslim, no, you couldn't have asked from the Mishnah, because the Leitigan Rabbi didn't institute a Makablan that you don't accept Elam Oisim Bani Adam Shuri by Skomem Chiyas and Makach, only people that the majority of their livelihood is from Gazel or Halvav Ribbis. But in design, because the ribbis, and that's how they made their pranasa from robbery and interest in the sponsor makach kol yimeim. This is how they made all their money. They don't even learn hakazon al avir ribbis. The mashma shem and nosa makach. That's the profession. And v'chein royim. So to the shepherds of cholam, the mice all those kids that we brought, and therefore we couldn't ask from that. Avam masnit and leiparach. But when the mission, they can't ask. Shalas takana b'kabel ma'adam shagaz ma'avir ribbis v'akurba amo. There was no takana from a person that did it, you know, just one time thing, and therefore we couldn't ask from that. I'll in Lafarge, but don't explain the Hachilah part of the reason why you're asked for the mission. Mishum, the Rebbe, like taking El Bais and Shazan Chuba, because Rebbe only instituted that you shouldn't take the money only from those who did Chuba. Ubrais, the Mochachminei. The Bais, that's obvious from the mind of a Chuba that he's doing Chuba. Meliktani, from the fact that it says, Vachim Lahaksam, they covered Abiyam, that you have to give it back because of the honor of their fathers, Mokamakam, Hahi, the Gazlim Alvin Ribis, Le Mashman, the Abdi Chuba. It doesn't sound like that they did Chuba. So you can't say it's only from those who did Chuba. Void, moreover, should call Adam Yochel Haram, because then every person could be tricky. And she asked the Chuba, but he asked him, ask him, well, a couple minutes. He's going to say, I'll do Chuba, and then no one's going to take the money. They'll get out of it. That doesn't make sense. He says, the same idea. that it's only when we say these terminologies only in those generations that they made it. Right? There was only taught for that generation. It was only for those generations that they made these takanot. But their father, it sounds like, would have to return it. And Tamitai says, wait a second, why can't you say that he doesn't have to, but he's only doing it because, like we said, you have to give it back, but they wouldn't take it. Just to be you can say it's not the dagman, not kloshen chayav. In fact, it says they're not chayav, that sounds like that he is chayav. Because the Havli Mimah should have said, Emachzin, they don't give it back. The Mashmah would have said, that he does give it back, but only to the Shemayim. But saying the word chayavim would sound like that we're talking about that there's a chiv b'nei adam. Next says, Mat b'nei adam, he asked the tshuva b'chulu, if he did tshuva, etc. And Tamit says, you can say, but Lema, why did you say, Kagan Shalei Kiblu M'meno? That the reason why he has it is because he did do tshuva and he tried returning, but they didn't take it. They make up because we say we're not supposed to take it back from them. The Hashem says what he says. No, the mechitzah of the kibbutz manor. If he returned it, they didn't take it from him. Lo mechayimin. Then the halacha that we're saying wouldn't make sense because lo mechayimin banim lahavs and make up ravim. They wouldn't obligate the sons to give it back because of the honor of the father. This is like a gnag. It's not embarrassing because he already did his part. Or you know, I mean, another part you can say is b'dav masuyim. We're talking about something distinct. Mekamim they kavaydai, and therefore they would take it from him because of the honor, and therefore we cannot say that they didn't take it, that he tried, but they didn't take it, because then he wouldn't have had it. Shana Bigmar answers, no, Shlahispik Lahaf Sachanes, that he didn't get a chance before he died. Therefore, they're obligated to return because of the honor of their father, and they take it from them. Why? The takana is only to do tshuva, and they don't have to do tshuva because they never stole, and therefore, it wouldn't apply this reason of not to take it back because of takana shav. But Yisham, another part you could say is that my boy Gabay, and the Gemara says, what's it doing by him? The boy that even not giving it back, he should have at least sold it or given it to someone else. Even if he tried giving it back. But just hold on to it. The fact that he wasn't concerned for his honor, where it's like, what are you doing with this? This is a stolen thing. It's still embarrassing. That's the most question. So why do the sons have to give it back? And this is actually how you have to explain the Gemara. You can't explain any other way. The part of my Bryce, the Gemara asked me this Bryce, Laman Dama Ribbis Katsute, and Yitzvah Dion, according to one of the holds that set Ribbis, set interest, it's not extracted with judges. The Mashbet sounds like a Vien Chayiv Lahas, the son, but their father has to give it back. The Gemara answers, Kiyacha, like over here. If he did Chuba, what's it doing by him? Now, my Kushu, what's the question? Ribbis Katsute, and Yitzvah Dion, if set ribbis is not extracted with judges in chayiv lachzira, you don't have to give it back efel lotzidei shemayim, even to fulfill your heavenly obligation in the like to have from the gemara over there. The parak with the gemara is mehid the ma'aseh b'samah. From this, that the gemara brings shortly, agazlim ma'aviv ribbis, robbers and those who lend the interest, abishagov machzirin, even though they collect, you have to give it back. When mishan, the gemara answers that tanoihi. The gemara says that it's machleik tanoim. But the Mishnah, the Gemara does not answer the Bolot Zishmaim that's coming to fill Zablav Gishgim Mishnah Yehoch B'Samah, like we'll explain shortly. The Kibbutz the Shinon, since we expand Lemisa Nitim Loyle Shabbin, that it's for death and not for returning, or for fear and not for returning, if it's Zishmaim, obviously it's not in Machayim, even Zishmaim, which types of Likapir should be not like the Revanche Pirish Lemoyre Nitim that explains when it says Lemoyre Nitim, that means Hayuras Hashem, that if someone fears Hashem B'Chormin Yirasa and he's trembling from his fear, Valayle Shabbin Apibazin, and not to return through court. We have to say the Gemara's question is, my boy Gabe, what's it doing by him? The Kibbutz Lechashul Machal Letziyah lets him make a boy, since he wasn't concerned to sell it or to give it back, or, you know, because of his honor. So that they're also not obligated, because obviously he's not concerned about it being in his possession. Next, it's not to begin this Gemara. Let's see, have to fill his double obligation. Perk Ezu Neshach, Lav Masla Shnach. The Gemara could not have said this answer. Lamadam Rebis Katsutin, but the end, according to one that holds that said Rebis does not get extracted with judges, because they did, according to Mavlut Zeshemaim, the Machayib, it could be like we said in the previous places. So the halacha, so go over here. Command them, but it's yes, within it's extract with judges. El takina, but they institute the emakam and rabban, but rabbinically you don't accept it. But the shaykh l'shnoi halacha, you cannot say like the gemara says a bit tanoi. You can shtam yosim. But the tanoi, the hasim kod, but those time were before, and therefore can't be disagreeing with this halacha of rabbi, which is later on.